The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the hadith, who send one durood unto Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the summary of hadith of Imam al-Muslim, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will shower him with 10 special mercy. Sallu ala al-habibi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani channel, we by the grace of Almighty welcome you again back to the silsila, the path of knowledge of Alama Az-Zarnuji, whereby we will take some few chapters in the anatomy from the book. The topic today is the virtues of knowledge coming from the ahadith. In the previous episode, I gave the virtues of knowledge from the Quran. So now in this episode, it is the virtues of knowledge coming from the ahadith. We shall listen from the virtues of knowledge coming from ahadith, virtues of knowledge coming from the ulama. So today, without wasting much of your time, the first hadith we are going to listen today, it is to tell us this, that hidayatul ilmi, to give guidance, to give somebody a gift of knowledge, min a'adham il hidayah. That is the best thing which you can give to somebody. To give somebody knowledge, that is the best thing which one can offer. So from it we learn that knowledge, we still talk about the virtues of knowledge, yani sharaful ilm, the virtues of knowledge, sharaful ahlihi, the people of knowledge, and their nobility and their virtue. So we are being told here that to give somebody knowledge is better than to give anything else. Nowadays people, they want to give gifts. No, that's why you find that I remember that in the mahul of Dawat Islam, whenever ijtima is finished, there are some booklets which will be distributed. People, they are giving some booklets. That is the best gift. The gift one must give, it is of knowledge. Allow me just only to interject here and only to say that somebody say that it is not what you leave for your children, but it is what you left inside your children of knowledge and ilm. This is how important knowledge it is. So if one wants to give a gift, give your knowledge. If you give somebody a hadith, then it's knowledge. Normally our teacher used to tell us that if I can come here and I come and give you a US dollar, a rupee, a rand, a coin, a dinar, a dirham, whatsoever. But the gist of the line is that you can eat it and you can finish it. You'll eat it and you can finish it. You spend it, then it is not yours anymore. I give you a dirham today, you go and buy something, that dirham is gone. Okay, maybe it will, to replace it with something which you bought. But if you bought food, you eat and then, after digestion, that food is gone from your body. To leave some few minerals and some vitamins, but it is gone. But knowledge, as far as knowledge is concerned, then it is the best of gifts. So we are being told here that وَفِي صَحِحَيْنِ, coming from the two books of authenticity, من حديث سهل بن سعد, on the authority of سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that verily one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, he said to Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, li ayyahdiya bika Allahu rajulan, O Ali, if Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal guide a man with you, one man with you, only one man with you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide one man with you, khayrun laka, it is better than you, min humurin na'ami, than the red camels. The term, camels were being valued. Horses were being valued. Donkeys were being valued. But this time, it is our cars which we value. The latest car, the models, the latest brands, and as far as car is concerned. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, if He guide one person with you, it is better than the whole fleet of cars which we must think of. Show how, see how important knowledge it is. Here I'm telling you that if you give somebody a gift of knowledge, then if somebody is guided from you, and somebody gets hidayah in your hands, because you do nekiki da'wah. You cannot do nekiki da'wah if you don't have any knowledge. You cannot do any da'wah to call somebody without any knowledge. So now if you have knowledge, then you make da'wah, then this is the reward which you gain. وَهَذَا this hadith يَدُلُّ it leads, it tells us عَلَى فَضَّلَ الْعِلْمِ the importance of knowledge وَالتَّعْلِيمِ and to learn. Two things, the importance of knowledge and to learn. هَذَا this hadith يَدُلُّ it points out عَلَى فَضَّلَ الْعِلْمِ on the importance of knowledge وَالتَّعْلِيمِ and to learn وَالشَّرَفِ and also from it we learn the sharafi, the nobility manzilat of the rank ahlihi, of the people of knowledge, the people of knowledge they are ranking from this hadith only. بحيث in such a manner that إذا اهتدى if one رجل واحد if one man is going to be guided بعالم because of a scholar كان ذلك it is this it will become better خيرا له better to the scholar من حمر النعم that time it was this red camels, red horses, red donkeys, but this time more than his wealth, more than our cars. وَهِيَ خِيَارُهَا وَأَسْرَفُهَا عِنْدَ أَهَلِهَا فَمَا ظَنُّ بِمَنْ يَهْتَدِ بِهِ كُلُّ يَوْمٍ تَوَائِفٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. So today we are hearing good news to all the مُبَلَّغِين, to all those people who do نَكِكِ دَعْوَة, that if somebody is guided, then what about those people who are doing, nekiki da'wah, and many people are being guided by Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal through them. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is using them to guide the people. So just imagine what will be the reward. Sallu ala al-Habibi, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the second hadith, it is the hadith which was reported by Imam Muslim. Ma rawa Muslimun, which was reported by Imam and recorded and painted in his Sahih. من حديث أبي هريرة on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه that may Allah رب العزة الجلال be pleased with him قال that Abu Huraira said قال رسول الله the noble prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من دعا إلى هدى the one who call upon guidance كان له من الأجر Allah رب العزة الجلال is going to give him أجر reward مثل أجور like the same rewards man tabi'ahu whosoever is going to follow him la yanqusu dhalika without any deduction. See, there will be no any deduction or reduction from the rewards of either parties, from the caller and the doer. And Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is going not to lessen from them their rewards shay'an with anything. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَى الضَّلَالَةٍ and the opposite is true. As for the one who will call people to error, to misguidance, to evil, كَانَ عَلَيْهِ then the caller is going to get also مِنَ الْإِثْمِ sin مِثْلُ آثَام like the sins, exactly like the sins مَنْ تَبِعَهُ of those people who are going to follow that sin, or those people going to emulate him in the way he have been legislated, لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. In this hadith, it has become clear that the one who calls to good, he will get the rewards of that good. And the one who calls to error will get the same punishment like those people whom you will be calling. This is a principle of Sharia whereby we are being rewarded like this. And so, referencing Allah Ta'ala said also in the Holy Quran, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ these people will use to these people in Surah An-Nahl, verse 25, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal told us that they are going to carry their burdens, كَامِلَة, complete their burdens, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ on the Day of Judgment. وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ and those also burdens of those people whom they used to mislead بِغَيْرِ عِلْمِ without no knowledge. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ that is bad what is they will be carrying. You know, on the Day of Judgment, if somebody is carrying his burden, then His burden is going to destroy him. Okay, just imagine somebody who is going to kill his burden and the burden of other people. How worse that people, that person will be. This is what we're being told in Surah An-Nahl. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless us. There are many, many verses in the Holy Quran. We cannot do justice also. In Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 13, the same is mentioned that وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ. They are going to carry their burden together with the burden of those people whom they used to mislead. This is in Surah Al-Ankabut.
وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ دَعَى الْأُمَّةِ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَهُوَ عَدُوُّهُ حَقًّا.
And this will tell us that anybody who shall call any people to practice any way which is not the way of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then that person is a real enemy. But the lesson which we get in this hadith, it is to tell us that knowledge, it is something which is very beneficial, one must call unto. Another virtue of knowledge is that al-ghibtatu fil ilm. Yani, you see, in this dunya, jealous, yani, a form of good jealous, which is allowed in Sharia, yani, to envy, yani, to have a good envy. When you talk about a good envy, yani, there is hasad, which is غير محمود, which is not praiseworthy. Then there's a good jealous or a good envy, whereby somebody will envy a scholar that if I was like him doing all this good, how good was it going to be? Look, not to any to envy any to that knowledge must be taken away from the scholar, no, but to just to say that and to be full of curiosity that if I could have been like him, then it could have been better. This is allowed only in knowledge. Ma Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand. This is also one of the virtue of knowledge. Ma kharrajahu fi sahihain, coming also from the two books of authenticity. Min hadith Ibn Mas'ud, from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la hasada, there is no jealous which is allowed in Sharia, illa fi thnataini, except in two things. To have jealous only in two things is allowed in Sharia. Rajulun atahu Allah, a man Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal give him malan, wealth, fasallatahu, then he spend that man ala halakatihi fil haqq. He spend this money in the cause of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. This man Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal give him wealth, and then he spend his wealth as per the requirement of Sharia. Then if somebody envy him, then this is good type of ending. This is called ending. If you envy him, then it's fine. وَرَجُلٌ, number two, a man, آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَحِكْمَةً, Allah give him knowledge, wisdom, فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا, which he act according to it, and he judge according to it, and he teach other people as well. So we are being told that here also, that is something to envy about, the virtue of knowledge. Must that if somebody envy a scholar, it is called a good envy. It is rewarded. This told us the importance of knowledge. فَأَخْبَرَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he listened that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَحْسُدَ أَحَدًا, that it is not allowed for everybody, for anybody to envy somebody. يَعْنِي حَسَدَ غِبْطَةً وَتَمَنَّ مِثْلَ حَالِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَتَمَنَّ زَوَالَ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَنْهُ. Except this jealous which we are talking about, which is allowed for the scholar, it is that you envy that you must be like him, but without willing that the virtues and the ni'mah of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal must be taken away from him. إِلَّا فِي وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْ هَاتَيْنِ خَصْلَتَيْنِ, only in these two incidents, that when we are, one is said that is allowed to envy a scholar and to envy somebody who spend on the path of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. وَهِيَ الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى النَّاسِ بِعِلْمِهِ أَوْ بِمَالِهِ, the one who do good with either his wealth and his knowledge. وَمَا عَدَ هَذَيْنِ, and let us put it as a warning that beside these two, فَلَا يَنْبَغِي غِبْتَتُهُ وَلَا تَمَنَّ مِثْلَ حَالِهِ, it is not allowed for anybody to envy anything except in these two. لِقِلَّةِ مَنْفَعَةِ النَّاسِ بِهِ, because other things besides knowledge which will benefit and the wealth which is being spent on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
it does not benefit anybody, it does not benefit humanity, so no one is allowed to envy those things. This tells us the virtue of knowledge. We proceed again with another hadith, whereby فَضْلُ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ. Today we're going to look at the rank of a scholar upon an ordinary worshipper. We did mention it many times, but today as we said that we are being only targeting and focusing on a hadith. قال الترمذي, Imam الترمذي said, ذكر لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلان أحدهما عالم والآخر عابد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فضل العالم على العابد كفضلي على أدناكم ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته وأهل السماوات والأرض حتى النملة في حجرها وحتى الحوت في بحره ليصلون على محلم الناس الخير. Just look at the virtue of the Holy Prophet ﷺ over any one of us. That his virtue will surpass anybody. So this is not to compare a scholar with the Holy Prophet ﷺ, no. The comparison is on the scholar and the rest of the mob. That like how the Holy Prophet ﷺ surpassed the rest of the mob or the rest of the ummah, then the scholar also cannot be any paralleled with anybody from among the mob, except that the scholar has get much nobility. And from it we learn to love knowledge, number two, and also to respect the people of knowledge. ثُمَّ قَالْ, then he proceeded and he went on and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, that verily Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةُ وَالْجَلَالُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ, and his angels, وَآلَ السَّمَوَاتِ, the dwellers of the heavens, وَالْأَرْضِ, and the dwellers of the earth, حَتَّى النَّمْلَ, to such an extent that even an ant فِي حُجْرِهَا, in its wall, in its dwelling place, an ant, وَحَتَّى الْحُوتِ, even a fish فِي بَحْرِ, in an ocean, in the sea, لَيَصَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمٍ, all this they send blessing upon a scholar, the one who teach humanity to do good. This is a hadith which told us and the importance of knowledge. It is recited in the Sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi, as we said that, and it is hadith number 2685. This hadith. This is to show us the importance of knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal nevertheless make us to understand and try to ponder and try to see this virtue of the scholars and the virtue not only of the scholars but the virtue of the people of knowledge. This is what we need, and in order for us to gain these rewards, we just have got to study hard, we just have got also to equip ourselves with knowledege. وَقَوْلُهُ, as we let us try to explain some of the statement or some of the madani pool which we deduce from this hadith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, that first of all Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةُ وَالْجَلَالُ, وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ, and his angels, وَآلَ السَّمَوَاتِ, and the dwellers of the heavens, وَالْأَرْضُ, and the earth, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ خَيْرٍ, they pray upon the one who teach men good things. عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ عَلَى خَيْرٍ, to the one who teach the humanity good. لما كان تعليمه للناس على خير سببا لنجاتهم وسعادتهم وزكاة النفوسهم. Why is this virtue? This virtue is there because the teacher of good is doing so, he is teaching people good that will purify people, and it will be a reason for people to be happy, to get salvation and to purify their himself. جزاه الله من جنس عمله بأن جعل عليه من صلاتي وصلاة الملائكة وأهل أرض. So due to this noble act of him teaching the people and reforming the people, like how we say in Da'awat Islami, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world and human of different races and background. So this, how is the reward? Because this man is doing so and is teaching, so Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal give him such a bounty that the angels and the dwellers of the earth and the heavens and including the animals, they send blessings or they ask for blessings for this, and Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal send him and shower him with special blessings. وأيضا فإن معلم الناس لخير لما كان مظهرا الدين لربي وأحكامه ومعرفا لهم بأسمائه وصفاته. Because again, the spreader of knowledge, he is the one who is upholding the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal and is making people to be God aware, and this is how the reward is being multiplied and to reach such a status. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in conclusion, we are being told the importance of knowledge and the virtue of seeking knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us from being among these people who seek knowledge and who spread knowledge, who practice knowledge, who taught knowledge, who spread knowledge, who eat knowledge, who drink knowledge, who sleep knowledge. Knowledge, that is the most thing which one can elevate himself into the spirituality. As we heard from Qasidatu Ghawthiya, that darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu kutuban. This is the importance of knowledge. Wherever we want to go, if you want to reach also the status of kutub, alayka bi'ilm. If you want to reach the status of wilaya, alayka bil-ilm. If you want to go to Jannah, alayka bil-ilm. But if you don't listen, then the end result would be Jahannam. This is the episode whereby we are talking about the virtues of knowledge. We'll meet again, inshallah, in the next episode. We'll continue with the virtues of knowledge coming from the ahadith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path